Hello, I am Sarah.
And I'm Pam, and together we are
Dos Chicas in Design. We are friends, fun girls, and fellow designers.
We have conversations about design and how it affects our everyday life.
And we want to let you peek into our world.
So let's get to it.
We are back from our mid-season break. That's how we're going to call it. And we have a very special episode for everyone.
Yes, today we decided to have our first guest on the podcast, and they are very special guests. They are Megan and Eva. So we're going to introduce them in a minute to the call. They are our friends' daughters, and we're going to ask them about themselves once they're on the call.
Hi.
Hi. There you go. How are you, girls?
Good.
Good. That's great. You look great. Okay, so let's just ask you a few questions about yourselves before we get on with the other questions that we talked about, okay? So raise your hand, Megan. Megan, how old are you?
I'm 10, and I'm turning 11 this year.
Uh-huh. Wow. Okay, that's awesome. And Eva, raise your hand. How old are you?
I'm 7, and this year I'm going to be turning 8 in September.
And so, okay, next month. Wow. Okay. All right. And where are you guys from? Where do you live?
We live in New York.
Okay, that's cool. Do you like it there?
Yeah.
All right, so Megan and Eva, this is my friend Sarah.
Hello.
All right. Sarah, do you want to say something about yourself so the girls can know you a little bit?
Well, you know, I know Pam since I'm like about your age. That's how long I've known Pam. And then I'm also from Costa Rica, like Pam and like your mom.
That's cool. Actually, Megan, you were born in Costa Rica too, right?
Oh yeah, I'm from Costa Rica too.
She was actually born in Costa Rica, uh-huh. And then both of them have visited, right? A few times.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, that's awesome.
You like it?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I'm from Costa Rica, but I also live here in the States. So mm-hmm. I love it a lot when I get to go back to visit.
Yeah.
All the good food.
I know, right? Okay, so that's it for the introductions. Thank you girls so much for joining our call, our podcast. We're really excited that you're here with us, and what we want to do is ask you a few questions.
Okay.
All right. So Sarah, do you want to start with the questions?
Yes. Let's see. Girls, can you tell us what you like to do in your free time?
So I like to draw, play video games, or like voice act sometimes.
Nice.
Cool. Eva?
I like to draw like Megan and do things on my phone and voice act sometimes.
That's okay. A lot of fun.
No. What sort of things do you do on your phone?
I usually play this game called Gacha Club. It's where you can make like Gacha Club mini movies and just like memes, and you can make characters.
Okay. She actually tried to get me to play this game, I think, right? Oh, yeah. Did I make a character? Yeah.
And other games that are by the same creator, like Gacha Life, Gacha, and Gacha Studio, and Gachaverse.
Wow.
I had never heard about those, but those sound really fun.
Yeah. I think Sarah is intrigued now. They were fun, though. They were a lot of fun. The one I got to create a character, they were like, Sarah, you would die. Like, there were so many options for everything, for like the hair, the clothes, it was mad. Like, I had to ask Eva to help me with the colors and everything, because it was like, there were so many options. It was incredible.
And Gacha,
that sounds like a lot of fun.
It's actually very old, but in Gacha Studio, it has like, it makes hair styles for you, but you have to pick your own. You can't like pick the middle hair, the front hair, and the back hair.
Wow.
True. But I all like right. that because you can actually change the outlines of things.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's true. You can change the outline. I mean, it's that detailed. It's crazy. All right. So let me ask you a question, girls. Where did you learn? Well, first, where did you learn to draw?
Well, so I remember like me and my friend were like talking, and then I was holding a manga in my hands, and she was like, "Do you know what anime is?" And I'm like, "No." And then she's like, "It's the thing you're holding in your hand right now." And I was like, "Oh." And then I got more interested in it and started doing the style more.
Okay, that's awesome. What about you, Eva?
I actually saw Megan drawing a lot back then. So then I got inspired by her and started drawing myself. And Megan actually taught me some things about drawing. And I think the tips are really useful.
That's pretty fun. I used to draw anime and manga style too when I was younger. And I used to do that with my sisters as well.
Yeah, because Sarah, just like Megan, is the oldest sister. Like Megan and like myself, actually. So that's really awesome, Ava, that Megan taught you. And she's giving you tips. That's cool. So, yes, I also wanted to ask you, sorry, Sarah, I'm just going to ask them one more question. Where did you guys learn, or who taught you to play video games?
I don't know. Well, so we just started randomly. We were like, okay, this is cool. Let's do it.
Okay. That's awesome. Do your parents play video games?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. There you go.
Like sometimes we do family game nights, but we don't do them anymore. So I kind of want to do them more.
Okay, you should tell them.
I actually started playing video games from watching YouTube Kids, because I've seen these like YouTubers playing Minecraft and Roblox, and I was just like, I really want to try doing that. So then I asked my parents if I could have Minecraft first, and then I started playing it like all the time. And then on my dad's birthday, I actually just asked him for Roblox, and then we got it. It was actually really hard to make an account because many people play it, and it's like, you can't have this username because other people have something like this, so no. But then Roblox came out with display names, and you can name yourself anything, but it can't be offensive.
That's great.
That makes sense.
Okay, all right, let's talk about some of your favorites. What's your favorite color?
I don't know. I like, so I don't know. Sometimes I change my mind about that. So sometimes I change my mind about red, yellow, blue. I don't know.
So what is it right now?
Red, I think.
Red, okay.
Mine is probably like, I've been using lots of whitish gray colors for characters in Gacha Club, are like brownish black colors. So I would say it's either whitish gray or brownish black. And I used to think brown isn't so good, but then I learned that there's lots of pretty things with brown.
Yeah,
that's a great lesson. That's a great lesson.
Before, I used to watch these gacha trends on YouTube, and it's like, so this is basically like, there's like a mannequin, and then it's like, and then there's a color chooser that it has to wear. And then it's basically, it basically chooses a color, and then the mannequin is like, I don't like that color. It's ugly. And then basically the creator just shows that the mannequin how pretty the colors can actually be.
Wow.
That's nice.
That sounds awesome.
That's good. Yeah. Because really all colors are great.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's something beautiful about each color.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's probably why sometimes we have a hard time just picking one.
I feel like not a lot of people like the color brown. And there's so many like things that's good about brown. Like there's like cute little bears and stuff, maybe brown bears.
Chocolate
is brown. I was thinking about chocolate.
So many desserts, cake. And my hair.
I know, my hair is brown too. Yeah, brown is a very pretty color, but you're right, Megan. A lot of people don't, for some reason, a lot of people don't like brown a lot.
Yeah.
It is a very beautiful color, just like you guys said. So what do you like? So I don't know if you thought about this question, but what do you like, both of you, about drawing?
I don't know. I never really thought of it.
Okay, so how do you feel when you're drawing?
I feel like I can, like, I don't know. I feel free when I'm drawing. Because you could draw whatever you would like.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to care about what everyone says. Mm-hmm. Because you're drawing.
Yeah.
That was actually That's deep. True. It is so true. I feel the same way. What about you, Ava? What do you like about drawing?
I like how I get to express my feelings into a piece of art where I could do everything I want my own way.
I like that.
I know. Like
your responses a lot.
Those are awesome responses. Thank you.
And what is it that you like to draw the most? Is there something that you like to draw a lot?
Well, I like to draw like the characters that I make on Gacha Club because I could like remake it to look like in a different style because in Gacha, it's more like cheapy. And when I draw, I could like make it into an anime more.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. And you can really get into the details of your own character.
I have a response to Megan's question that when you're actually just drawing your gacha character, there's only limited things you can put on your gacha character. But if you draw something, you can do as many accessories or something as you want.
Oh, that's true.
There's no limit when you are the creator.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When you are the one drawing and doing the design. What do you have something, Ava, that you like to draw a lot?
I really like the style of the anime characters I draw. And I really like making backdrops sometimes. And I try to make things as detailed as I can because I'm still kind of new to drawing anime. And sometimes I just grab manga books, like how to draw manga books, and then because we have those at home. And I just grab it and look at a pose I want to copy. Because I don't think I'm too good at anime, like drawing anime, but I think I'm still kind of good. And I've been, Megan's been practicing how to draw hands, and I've been just trying to. The fingers in the hand, well, the whole hand is kind of hard, and making the right shape for the arm to connect to the hand. It's just very hard. I kind of know how to do the body. I don't really know how to do the legs or the arms. But the most thing I find that's the most important thing in anime is like the head, because it's like a very unique kind of style for the head. It's just like there's like a really pointy chin.
That's true. But not in animes though.
Yeah. Not in all animes.
Like, that's true.
Kids that are in the anime style don't really have that feature too much. Because, well, some do. It's just most time when I read anime, I don't really see that feature from the...
Yeah, I think when it's kids, sometimes it's more round.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're right. I actually hadn't noticed, but now that you mention it, you're right. Okay, I have another question. Do you feel that your parents support your love of drawing?
Yeah. Yeah.
For sure. Why do you feel that?
Well, so whenever I go to my parents and I'm like, oh my gosh, look, I drew a hand or something, they're like, wow, you're doing great. So I feel like they support me and like drawing, because I like drawing.
That's great. Uh-huh. They celebrate with you.
That's awesome. And you, Eva?
Mine is basically the same as Megan's.
Yeah, it makes sense.
It's the same parents.
Okay. Did we have another question?
I think we have one last question. What do you want to be when you grow up?
I kind of want to be a voice actor.
Oh, that's so cool.
That is awesome. Okay, a voice actor for what kind of, like for anime or what kind of movies?
I don't know, like anything.
Anything?
Yeah.
Do you like voice acting for gacha? Like anime, and probably trying to copy voices from movies, but she makes it like a funny voice sometimes, and then it's just laugh instantly.
That is so cool.
That's a special skill. That's pretty cool.
It's not easy to do, not at all.
You have to basically, like, if you're voice acting for something, you have to always use the same voice. You can't, like, do it a little bit different or a little bit better. You just have to keep doing the same old voice over and over again, and that's really hard.
Well, sometimes that changes, but... Mm-hmm. Like, there's one show where it changes a lot.
Eva, what do you want to be when you grow up?
I want to be a voice actor, an artist, or a YouTuber. I want to be a YouTuber so I can, like, show my creations, but I also want to be an artist so that I can express my feelings and show my creations to people in the world.
I feel like you can be all three. You can like express yourself by creating your own characters, and then you can make videos with them and do the voice acting for them and put those videos on YouTube.
Yep.
My mom says I can have a YouTube channel once I'm 13. But that's a legal age.
That's a good idea.
Legal age.
That's very wise.
You start preparing yourself now.
Very wise mother you got there. So I have a question. What do you think, both of you, what do you think being an artist is going to be like when you're an adult, when you're older?
I don't know. It might be difficult sometimes and fun sometimes and stressful other times.
Sounds about right.
What I think about being an artist is that you will get hate in the world, but you will also get support. But don't think about that hate if you're an artist. Just think about the
just
support.
Look at all
because
the support.
You don't want to feel depressed about all the haters in the world. You just want to be yourself and do creations the way you like it.
Yep. Couldn't agree more. Thank you.
You don't have to look at the hate. You should look at all the support and love you'll be having. And you'll actually probably get more support than hate.
And you always get more support than hate. That's true.
It's probably the same. I would say the same for YouTube. YouTube, you will get hate. Don't think about the hate comments in your videos. Just think about all the support. And if you see any hate comments,
you should just ignore
them and think good things about your creation, but not too many good things that you just like yourself. Not too many.
All right. Mm-hmm. Okay, that is true. That was actually great advice that I should remember. So thank you, girls. Do you have any other questions in mind there?
I don't, but I think they have.
I have.
Do you have questions? Yeah.
Actually, I forgot.
You forgot your question? That's okay. What about you, Megan? Did you have a question?
No.
No?
Oh, wait, I remember what I was going to say.
Uh-huh.
If you're a YouTuber, I think if you have, like, one of your favorite YouTubers and they're getting lots of hate and you're a YouTuber, I think you should tell people, like, your subscribers and your YouTube channel to, like, to support them, like, because I think some YouTubers have been quitting because they're getting a lots of hate, and that's just really rude. Don't hate on people. Hate is a really strong word, and nobody deserves to be hated.
That's Thank really you so true. Much for that, Eva, because it's so true, and it's also very important to remember. So girls, thank you so much. I'm just so happy that you guys said yes and came along and answered all our questions. It was great. They were really very good answers. I'm really impressed. And that's it. Thank you so much for being here.
You're welcome.
I'm looking forward in 10 years or so. We're going to interview you again, and you're going to be talking about your YouTube career and your art career, and that's going to be interesting.
Voice acting.
So, talk to you again.
All right, girls. Thank you.
Thank you for having us here. Bye. Bye.
Sure. Have
you're
a great
welcome.
Day.
Bye. That was great.
Oh, my gosh. This girl.
Aren't they amazing?
I wish, because I like to draw when I was little, but like I had no idea about anything in the world. These girls are like so like on top of things.
I know. I mean, it might be because it's a different generation. And I mean, I know her parents. Their mom is my friend from Costa Rica for a while now. And they really are very supportive, which is why I asked them that question, because I have actually seen them. And seeing how supportive they are, both of them, of how much they like art. Because it's amazing to me that art is art, you know, but it's also like how they learned it, it's different, you know. Like using applications and these K characters that you can make. Seriously, the application was overwhelming. And they're just like, oh, you can do this and that. And, you know, and they love it. And they do it all the time for a game. So, oh, apparently the girls said they wanted to answer more questions.
Well, maybe we'll do another one some other time.
I know.
Maybe we'll make them our co-hosts. I feel like they talk way more and much more insightful than we do sometimes.
I know. Their content was very, it was deep. You know, and I'm always impressed by kids.
I keep thinking, like, that's a gold nugget. We should put that on a quote and, like, share that on social media. I don't know. I thought it was great. But, yeah, I love how their lives are so surrounded by creativity.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's great. And kids nowadays, that just reminded me, a couple of weeks ago, I was playing with my nephew. I didn't know what to do because he kept wanting to like play some other game, but I'm like, we need more people to play that game. Like, what should I do with this kid? And so I just like opened the Procreate app on my iPad.
Uh-huh.
And then I was like, hey, what if we draw stuff and we take turns? And like, he needed like 20 seconds of explanations. And then he already knew like how to do a layer, how to change the brush, how to put the color. And he goes, I'm like, Darlik, I'm drawing this and I'm drawing that. And I'm like, wow, I did not think that would keep him that entertained. And I actually like saved them. I'm like, I think it will be fun to like, when he's older, like, be like, hey, remember that time we just like sat down and we're drawing together. But I'm just surprised by like the skills they have. They can pick up on things so fast. And yeah, this new generation of kids, they're just like way beyond us.
it is incredible, but it's also like it makes me happy. It makes me happy to see that if you ask them what they want to be, this comes to their mind and it feels possible for them. You know what I mean? Like when I was little, I loved drawing. I know this. And my mom would take me to like drawing lessons and stuff like that. Not for very long, but I remember going and using paint and going to like art festivals when I was in elementary school, and sending just like art for like art competitions and stuff like that. But I never thought of it as like a job, you know what I mean? Like an income mm-hmm. source, because you just didn't think of it that way. And they do. And now that you mentioned Procreate, the same thing happened with my niece and nephew. When I first got my iPad, they love it. And I know it's a great way to get them entertained for a little while. But I was, my friend Wendy, that's the girl's mom's name. I was at Wendy's house in April. And I was there for about a week, I think. And I don't know, I think Megan said like she was bored or something, and I said, oh, she's going to love this, because I don't think she had Procreate before. I did not have to explain a thing, like nothing, like the brushes and the layers, and I was all ready to come and tell her about all the brushes and how you could change them and everything, and she was already drawing in the layers and changing things, and I'm like, all right, you know, I had okay. to take like I had to watch a few videos before I could get the hang of it, but that's fine.
Yeah, I bought a course.
I know, Skillshare, thank you. And then they're all like, you know, doing it and so easy. And they're just like drawing as if it were paper, even better. I mean, it's that easy for them. So it is very impressive. And I love the way they have grown up. And also you can tell that the art they consume, you know, like the manga or the anime or the video games and the stuff they like has inspired them to start creating, which I think is awesome too.
Okay, but as they were talking of that gacha game app, I was mm-hmm. just remembering the amount of dressing doll like games that I played when I was younger.
I know, I thought about you a lot. When they taught me that game.
Okay, I just said when I was younger, I still play.
Yeah, I think you should. Yeah, it's a good thing you admitted that. I was kind of going to mention it, but good for you.
Yeah, but like, did you ever play with like paper dolls and stuff when you were younger?
I did. I had actual paper dolls, which were amazing. I love them.
And I even remember like drawing additional clothes and cutting it to like put on the dolls. Yeah, I gotta give credit to my mom. I think she's the one who gave me the idea. I think she did it with me when I was
that's
little.
Awesome. But
yeah. And so like, I'm like, that's so funny how like times change, but kids do the same things, just mm-hmm. in a different way.
Just in a different way. That's awesome.
Yeah. That is so if crazy. I would have met these girls when I was little, I would have been like, they're so cool. Oh my gosh, I want to be like them.
I know. There you go. Like, that's what I think when I see them. They're just the sweetest girls and I love them. But also when I see them doing all these things, I'm like, these girls are like seriously cool. Like, if I were like their age and their like classmate or something, I would be very impressed by them. But yeah, that was awesome. I'm so glad they came on. And it's so cute that they're sad that they didn't answer more questions. And it's funny. I thought Ava would be a little bit more shy. Just a little bit.
A lot of opinions and a lot of advice she wanted to give.
But she always has a lot she wants to say. And it's always like a deep thing like that, you know, it's incredible.
They live in New York, they probably hear so much stuff.
Mm-hmm. yeah, but that's true.
But yeah, I love that they were gonna be shy, like camera shy, but I love that mm-hmm. right away they were like eager to reply to the questions and they had so much to say. It wasn't just like one word answers for anything, so
yeah, that was
glad
great.
We had them as our first guests.
Yeah, me too. And I think it also makes for a special episode, because just by talking to them, and that was like a short interview, wasn't like too long, the questions weren't like too elaborate, but you could just by talking to them and asking them those questions, you could tell that they have experience with art. You know, that they've been drawing and they try new things and they try to be better. Just the whole hand thing. I know. Just the whole hand thing. You don't know that if you haven't tried it yourself to draw.
When I was little, I would always draw people who were having like, they had either like their hands in the pocket or behind them.
Exactly.
Then another problem I always had was like getting two eyes to look the same. So like they would have hair over one eye.
Was this when you were doing like your manga drawings?
Yeah.
Okay.
It made me believe that's probably a lot of manga style. Yeah, women have hair over their eyes because
there you go.
It's not easy. I'm sure I'm not there alone. You go.
You're not alone. You are, I promise you, you're not alone.
Today's recommendation actually is an event that we're sponsoring. Tuticas Design, along with Stargaze Studio, is sponsoring an event called, I'm the one organizing it and I forgot the name because it's too long.
From Latin America to the World or something like that?
From Latin America to the World. And it's a collaboration showcasing Latin American business owners, showing the world what we have to offer. So it's going to be taking place. Well, there's two events. We're going to have a free live panel called How to Start a Global Business. You can sign up to attend the event live and you can ask questions. We're going to have a number of panelists. We don't have everyone yet, but we think it's going to be about 6 people around there. And we're just going to be talking about different questions that come up. Some of them very tied to like Latin American culture and what it is like for us to like build a business, like how it feels culturally wise and things like that. And you'll have an opportunity to ask questions live as well if you're attending live. There's also going to be a replay and it's all going to be free. So you can sign up to join live or you can sign up and then watch the replay. And we are going to also organize a bundle of products that are meant to help small business owners as well. So these are all going to be featuring products by Latin American business owners. So that one's gonna be on sale between September 15th and September 30th. And yeah, like same idea as the panel is like, for people to learn how to like grow their business and how to really like bring it out forward, because I feel like as Latin Americans, there's a lot of like cultural and social things that come in play when we're working on our business. So we're hoping like both of this panel and this bundle can help people overcome some of those blocks. And yeah, we're gonna be putting the link to this event in the show notes and on Instagram so that you can sign up and participate, whether you wanna come to the live panel or you are interested in buying the bundle or both, you are welcome to do so.
It's gonna be awesome.
So now we're gonna talk about what we're up to and where you can find us. Pam, you wanna start?
Sure. So I have been, life's been a little crazy. A lot crazy, really. July was an amazing month. It was full of adventure, but it was also just intense. So what I'm up to right now is I'm back home. I am getting ready for some work, and I'm still planning what's going to happen with my business for the rest of the year and for the beginning of the next. This year has been so crazy that I've been meaning to make concrete plans for months, and I honestly have not. So that's what I'm working on right now. And I'm also, I have like two very specific ideas that I've been, you know, brewing, that I've been thinking about for months, that I kind of want to just, you know, make a reality, get over all my fears and imposter syndrome and everything. And I kind of want to get going. I have to start by drawing. So I'm really excited to do that. And, you know, once I have made some progress, I'll talk about them a little bit more. But that's basically what's going on in my life.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like we should have like Ava like record like a little pep talk that you can listen to every day to like help. And when I say you, I mean like everybody in general, so that we can listen to it and be like, bring down imposter syndrome. I can do it. And like,
I swear we should do that. I should just like, I'm going to listen to this episode actually.
Maybe like our next collaboration.
I know. I should just call her. I should just call like, hey girls, I'm feeling down today, you know? But yeah, it was really inspiring and uplifting to talk to them.
I agree. Mm-hmm. So where can our readers find you?
Oh, that's right. You can find me on social media. I am at The Lettering Spot all together on Instagram and actually on Facebook too. I post most of my content on Instagram though, and that's where you can find me. That's where I'm most active.
What I've been up to, same thing, like summer was just wild. That's why we kind of unexpectedly decided to take like this little like podcast break, because both of us were like not at home and different time zones, and it became harder to schedule like time. So we figured let's just take a break. Let's also like not try to rush things for our listeners. Like we want to give them good content, not just like something that we're like putting together really quick when we're exhausted from like doing stuff. But yeah, summer's coming to an end. We've been working on several things. We've been helping organizing this collaboration that that we're sponsoring. Well, like Tuticas in Design is sponsoring. I'm the one organizing it. And it's been something that I actually thought about since last year. Last year in September, people were talking about the fact that it was like National Hispanic Heritage Month, I think that's what it is here in the United States. And I was like, man, I should have like come up with something beforehand, not do something like last minute, that that I could just like include like all of this like Latin American businesses that I know and business owners. And so this year I since the beginning of the year, I'm like, I want to do it. I want to do it. And now the summer has been so busy and I'm like, I don't know, should I do it? I'm so tired. I have these other projects, but I know that if I don't do it, I will regret it for one more year again. And so I'm like, nope, we're going to do it. So we're organizing it right now. We're like finding panelists and collaborators. A couple of days ago, I sent out probably like 10 emails out to different people reaching out. Sorry. Like some of these people don't know me even exactly. Like it's the first time I do this kind of work, but I'm reaching out to people that I feel like, oh, you know, like you spoke at this event last year. I was at that event, but we didn't really meet, but I know you're like, so that you're open. Sorry. I know that you're
that was me earlier
for like speaking and everything. So I'm just like reaching out, and it's the first time I do that kind of like outreach work. It's a bit overwhelming because I feel very fulfilled, but I'm like, yes, I scheduled 10 emails to go out tomorrow morning. And then the next day I'm like, why do I have so many emails and messages? Because everybody's replying. But it's been a new experience, and I think it's gonna be pretty fun. Other than that, we've been working, I think we haven't talked since the website is live. So our website is live. You can find it at stargaze.studio, or you can also go to stargazestudio.com and you can check out all of our services there. You can check out, we are taking more space on this website, talking about like what we believe in, what we support, our values, and really like trying to like show more of what like our brand is about, so that people like can determine better if we're like the kind of people they want to work with. And also for us to find the clients that align with our purpose. So we're pretty excited about that. And that's probably about it. It's been busy, but it's been good.
Yeah, I don't know what it is with this year that has been, for some reason, July though. It was so crazy. August feels like slower and like a good necessary
rest. I know for you, September is also going to start getting busier again.
Yeah, I don't know what got into me. And it's just a crazy year, but it's been a good year too. But yeah, September is going to start getting a little busy, which is why I want to get everything planned out properly this month. And I don't know if I've mentioned this before, but I have trouble planning for my business sometimes. I think it's this emotional fear of the future, of failure. I don't know. We've talked about this before. So this is why I've been meaning to like plan things out. But because it's been such a crazy year, I'm also afraid to make like too many plans and then things not working out. But I definitely want to get that done this month. So the next month is not as crazy as, for example, July was for me. But yeah. Kind of way.
Good luck. Us, we're looking forward. We had fun summer, but also it was like, we're looking forward to like being just like chill at home with our routine again. Mm-hmm. So, fun stuff will be coming in the coming months. We'll actually have a couple of more like interesting episodes. I don't know if it's too early to say it yet, but we're hoping that sometime later this year we're going to be recording at the same spot, both of us at the same place.
Yes. So
that's going to be fun.
Yeah.
And I'm sure we're going to prepare some like interesting stuff for that.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
You can find me and Stargaze Studio at Stargaze.studio on Instagram. You can also find us on Facebook, also at stargaze.studio, but really like the lettering spot. We are more active on Instagram. That's where you'll find more of us. You also can sign up to our newsletter that we send out every 2 weeks. Stargaze Studio like sharing about like our business journey, things we're learning about, things like that. And you can find the box to sign up by visiting stargaze.studio/visit. And yeah, that's where you can find me right now, probably best.
Your website looks so beautiful. I'm looking at it right now. Thank you. Oh my gosh.
But you haven't seen it yet?
No. No, there's another website. Somebody came out with a Cassandra. I wanna take a look at hers too, because they're both websites that I've actually been through and that I know. And oh my gosh, I love it. So beautiful. Good job.
Okay, but like wait until you see Cassandra's. Cassandra's has a lot of like animated parts of it.
Does it? Wow. Okay, I'll check it out in a minute.
That's a project we at Starkey Studio we finished probably 2 weeks ago, and the results are just amazing. We love it so much, and our client loved it a lot.
Yeah,
and she really like hyped it up online, so everybody that follows her is like taking a look and everything. So it's been a project a lot of people are talking about, and it makes us happy.
Of course it does.
Look forward to the dancing pineapples.
Okay, I'm going to look it up later so I can enjoy it. All right.
All right. Thanks for joining our conversation today.
We would love to hear your take on this. So make sure to follow us on Instagram at @2SpeakUsInDesign with a number 2 or on Facebook under the same name.
See you on social media. Bye.
Bye.